Blog Talk Radio.
Emmanuel, Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning the God with us. Jesus Christ came out of his followers to change the world today. Distance is not a barrier. God moves. Emmanuel TV. God with us.
Emmanuel. Emmanuel. Give your neighbor a handshake. Say, neighbor, you are welcome to the arena of liberty. We are welcome to the arena of liberty, where Jesus Christ is the solution to all fundamental issues of life. I will never forsake him, no matter what comes, no matter what happens. Jesus is Lord in my life, in my business, in all that has to do with me. Thank you. Good morning. Now you can have your seat like a royal priesthood. As children of God, I want you to know one thing. There are more to life than meets the ordinary eyes. In other words, life is beyond what you can see and what you can feel. Are you there? As children of God, there are more to life than meets the ordinary eyes. I want to encourage you that when you look beyond what is seen and focus on Christ Jesus, the Redeemer of your soul, alone, the Bible says, his strength, wisdom, power will be yours. Then you are more than a conqueror. Therefore, as Christians whose life come from Christ Jesus, we do not need to be worried about Satan or being frustrated by his tactics. Instead, it is our responsibility, our duty, and right to challenge him boldly, because we have the power of the name Jesus Christ at our command. Power to tell Satan where to go, and he must listen. This can only happen if and only if the word you speak is affected by the Holy Spirit. Then it has the power, the capacity, the strength to deal with the devil in all areas of your life. Therefore, do not give in to Satan's threat. Are you there? Do not give in to the devil's threat. Don't mind the devil. As a child of God, stand your ground fearlessly, without wavering, because Jesus is your strength. So this will take us to a brief message titled, Do Not Mind the Devil. Tell your neighbor. Again and again. Again and again. Again and again. Louder. Louder. Tell the viewers. In your business. In your family. In your career. In all that has to do with you. In your ministry. Yes, do not mind the devil. So briefly, without much to do, let's come to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. And I will take my reading from verse 11 to 13. So when you get home, you can take it from verse 1 to the end. Put on the whole armor of God. Once again, Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 11 to 13. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I repeat, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the devil day. And having done all, to stand. I repeat, verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, to withstand in the devil day. And having done all, to stand. From this text we have read, as a genuine Christian whose faith comes from Christ Jesus, whose faith comes and rests on Christ Jesus, you agree with me that you can only be victorious in your confrontation with Satan, the devil himself, when you walk in spirit in Christ Jesus. You can only be victorious in your confrontation with the devil himself when you walk in spirit in Christ Jesus. It's essential to know that the right to pray and receive an answer is given to every believer. A real Christian is someone who possesses what it takes to overcome and cast out the devil, not only in his or her own life, but also in the lives of others. This book of Ephesians, chapter 6, makes us to understand that we are not combating flesh and blood. In other words, our enemy is a person, but a person without flesh and blood. We are not combating flesh and blood, but the principalities of the powers of darkness in the heavenly places. I mean, we are fighting against demons of all kinds, of all ranks, and of all authorities. Remember, Satan is our common enemy. He is the one attacking mankind everywhere. Especially, he is the one challenging the children of God. He wants to overthrow their position as children of God. But as a child of God, I want you to know this. No matter what your situation is saying right now, no matter the situation you are in right now, I want you to know that there is a hidden agenda, plan, entity, or principality the devil is using to harm or undo you. Therefore, fight the devil to the last minute. Don't give up. But take the strength you need from Christ Jesus. Because there is not enough physical strength to defeat Satan. There is not enough mental strength to overcome him. Satan can only be defeated in the spirit by the power in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. I mean, to combat Satan, to fight Satan and emerge victorious is not a matter of combining your strength with God's strength. No! You can't fight for God. He fights for us. You can speak for him as he instructs, by spirit suggestion. You can't just open your mouth and talk on his behalf. And of course, as a child of God, in whatever situation you find yourself, you cannot defend yourself. You have a defender. His name is the God of the universe. And he's there for you anytime. No matter what comes, no matter what happens. You cannot combat the devil and emerge victorious by combining your strength with God's strength. No. It is a matter of total and complete removal of your own strength in order to put up the strength of Christ Jesus. Because in him you live, move, and have your being. No state of being is as rewarding as living in tune with him. No state of being is as rewarding as establishing a relationship with Christ Jesus. Remember, Christianity is not all about the work we do. Christianity is not about the work we do. It is about the relationship we maintain and the atmosphere produced by that relationship. As a child of God, because we are in a perilous time, the time whereby if Christians are not careful, their faith will wax cold. Because we are in a perilous time, in a generation without faith and hope, the Bible says, as a child of God, you must be built up spiritually. Because your enemy is a person, but a person without flesh and blood. He is Satan, the troublemaker. You cannot build someone up on the theory of the world, on the philosophy of the world, on the history of the world. We are made spiritual by living in the world and the world living in us. Therefore, people of God, it is not only committing the word to memory, which is of course valuable, very valuable, but it is also committing the word, letting the word become an integral part of your being, because Jesus Christ and the word are one, and he lives in you. It is not only committing the word to memory, which is valuable. You can have a professorial degree in theology. You know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation? That is not a criteria. It's not the only measure. It is not only committing the word to memory, which is valuable, but also letting the word become an integral part of your being. Because Jesus and his word are one. And he lives in us by meditation. Because meditation in God's word is a visit with him. People of God, I want to encourage you by saying that personal improvement and fulfillment in life come through a continuous process of learning from both positive and negative experiences in life. If your lifestyle is one-sided, it is questionable. There is time for rain, and there is time for dry season. There is time for morning, and there is time for night. There is time to plant, and time to reap. And there is time to experience darkness, and there is time to experience light. But mind you, if you have not experienced enough darkness, you will never appreciate the light when it comes. You must go through the university of God. And the Bible says, in the university of God, however brilliant or smart you may be, you will never be given double promotion. You must take every course, because each course serves a purpose. Because of tension and pressure, many have abandoned their post. They have abandoned their destiny. They have hastily concluded that there is no hope and future for them. But for determined Christians, they never for a moment acknowledge that God's ability cannot put them over. They know that God's ability is their ability, and they depend on Him to live, to move, and to have their being. Adversity, rather than dampen their love for Christ, increases the strength of their love for Christ, whose love for all surpasses all understanding. Take note of this, people of God. The lives of both, the lives of believers in both Old and New Testament testify that being a child of God, being a believer, being a follower of Christ Jesus does not eliminate adversity. See, I like that. Yes, that is the message of my mentor, Prophet Joshua, to you. That you're a Christian does not mean trouble will not come. Of course, trouble does not require any invitation before it comes. That you're a child of God does not mean trouble will not come. How would the genuineness of your faith be tested if trouble does not come? How would the genuineness of your belief in Christ Jesus be tested if trouble does not come? What will confirm your sonship in Christ Jesus if adversity does not come forth? How will you come boldly to say, yes, I'm a graduate of the University of God, a graduate of both persecution and praises, if trouble does not come? Troubles are meant for our belief. Though they may humiliate us as Christians, but they cannot destroy us. Take note of this. If I were you, I'll write it down. It's words of encouragement from my mentor, Prophet T.B. Joshua, to you. The lives of believers in the Old and the New Testament testify that being a child of God, being a believer, does not eliminate adversity. They will come, but stand your ground as a child of God. He that saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego through will see you through. I also want you to take note of this as you are going home, to prepare you before the arrival of my mentor, Prophet T.B. Joshua, who has received a touch from heaven to get you out of your trouble. As a child of God, when you are face to face with uncommon challenges, take note of that language, underline it, uncommon challenges. As a child of God, when you are face to face with uncommon challenges, the first sign you receive is the peace of heart that such challenge will not destroy you, but will improve your relationship with God. When you are face to face with uncommon challenges, don't lose heart. Don't give up. Such uncommon challenges may be to prepare you for uncommon blessings. Why? Because uncommon blessings attract uncommon challenges. When God wants to release a huge blessing to you, you should be ready for huge attack. And such trouble will not pull you down, but will make you stronger than you went into it. If and only if you are a child of God. Let me take you to the book of Luke. The book of Luke, chapter 6 and verse 22. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For indeed your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner their fathers did to the prophets. Are you there? Here, Jesus Christ is encouraging his true disciples that inasmuch as they hated him, they persecuted him, they chastised him, they ignored him, even when the truth was too obvious. He said to you as his follower, you should be prepared for similar experiences. But take note of these words of encouragement. He promised to be with you in and through such experiences. It means such experiences will not pull you down or will make you stronger than you went into it. When a huge blessing is coming your way, the first sign you will see is trouble. The first sign you will see is attack. But if you know the lies and antics of the devil, how he operates, you give thanks to God, because sooner your blessing will explode. So people of God, I encourage you as a child of God to stand your ground fearlessly and don't give in to the devil's threats. I mean, do not mind the devil. May the Lord bless his words. Thank you.
That's to worship the Lord. Just to live in a house of men. With my heart. Bless your name, Jesus.
This earth, oh God, we bless you.